You bet three. Mm-hmm. I bet five and another five.
That's 13.
Oh, you're a mathematical genius. More wine over here. And more meat.
Takes the fun out of it, doesn't it?
Fun out of what?
Gambling. We drink like princes and we eat like kings. Whatever we shout for arrives on a silver plate. I've put on weight.
Oh, I never get tired of winning or sick of losing. Now lay your money down and roll the stones.
Aw.
Come on, pay up. You're a born loser, Amphimus. I don't know why I hang about with you. Might rub off.
You've done all right by me.
Yeah, true, true. Keeps my purse fat. Look. There goes the biggest prize.
Where?
On the balcony.
Same time every night.
Hey.
My sovereign lady, won't you join us for a drink? Or a bite to eat? Oh, there's more than enough. Look at this plump game bird, freshly roasted. Won't you share a leg with me, my lady?
Or a breast? Will you share a breast?
Leave her alone.
Shall we prize open the wishbone together, my lady? Part it wide and make a wish.
You're deplorable.
Oh, what's round your cage?
I just think we should show her some respect. Vulgarity, it's hardly the way to her heart.
And how much respect has she showed us, eh? Stringing us along all these years. She's the vulgar one.
It's not what I call courtship.
Well, she's in no position to pick and choose. She's a widow in all but name, and before long she'll be penniless. And those looks won't last forever. Pretty soon she'll be happy to marry a goat herd. So stop your flapping. We're in the box seat.
If Odysseus ever comes back,
well, he isn't coming back, is he? So stop your mithering. Oh. Now look what you've done.
What?
We scared her off. Come on. Get your money out. We'll double the stakes. Hey, anyone else for a game?
Put those away.
But I'm in the middle of a winning streak.
Your luck just changed. Crowd around and listen.
Come on.
News just reached me. Telemachus is back on Ithaca.
What? We had men on the cliffs and in the bay.
He slipped past.
How can a man slip past 100 spears and knives? A sea snake couldn't have wriggled through that lot unscathed.
Well, he did. He was seen in the hills.
Useless. A bunch of hopeless bunglers. I should have done it myself.
This is a bad omen.
Let's keep superstition out of it. Although it's true, the fingerprints of the gods are all over this.
Hmm.
Those watchmen kept guard all around the clock, right across the bay. It was a wall of steel. Only a god or goddess could have spirited that boy home.
Not a boy anymore, then.
He's a lickspittle, a beardless wonder.
No, Amphinomus is right. By stealing back to Ithaca, he's proved what some of us feared, that he's crafty and determined.
Yes.
He's his father's son, in other words. And now he's roaming the island, turning people against us, murmuring in their ears. We've no alternative.
Why, murder him in cold blood.
You didn't hesitate before when we meant to finish him off at sea.
Out of sight, out of mind. He's the heir to the kingdom. We can't hunt him down in his own land.
Kill him now. Agreed. This thing needs bringing to a head.
Oh.
Then we'll offer gifts to his mother. She'll choose the man who makes the best offer.
And we'll all live happily ever after.
I say we should consult the gods.
Hmm?
Seek their judgment.
They've made their move by bringing Telemachus home. They mean to test us, see how we respond. We won't disappoint them.